It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
As somebody who talks for a living, I think I have a little more lenience for Tom Brady than the fans did over the weekend. He made his debut broadcasting with his $375 million contract, and he got ripped apart.
Savaged. Absolutely savaged. And I'm going to be honest, I felt a little sorry for him. It's his first ever day in the booth, but it's that contract that he's going to have to live up to and people are going to judge.
Well, here's the thing. He's never done it before. So it's the first day on the job. There's nerves. It's broadcast live. Everybody talks about how you're the GOAT. So you want to be good at it. And some of the tweets that came out were like, finally, something that Tom Brady sucks at. Maybe they should have heard him talk before they paid him millions. I mean, people were talking about how he couldn't put a sentence together. It was his first day on the job.
Give it time, people. I know how he's feeling. Give it time. And guess what? His first few starts, he wasn't particularly good either. He
works
it out.
At him.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't jump that horse too early.
Yeah, give him some time to get into his role. But watching that, I'm like, I mean, yeah, he's Tom Brady. It's like, I don't feel bad for you. You're still going home to your mega mansion. You're still beautiful. But that kind of stinks. That was your memory of your first day on the job. It went that bad.
Yeah. Did you ever have a bad first day on the job experience? I remember I did.
Yeah. What'd you do?
I quit after the first day.
Was that bad?
I just come back from my first semester at college. I was like 19 years old. I went back to Australia for the 3-month summer vacation from America. And my dad had said, now you're in college, you go get a job, son. And I got a job bartending.
Okay.
I never bartended in my life. My dad helped me get the job. I didn't know how to pour a drink.
Well, that was your fault.
I absolutely hated the first day so much. I kept pouring the wrong drinks. The GM who happened to be working that day kept yelling at me, berating me, took me back in the kitchen and berated me. Actually told me he knows my dad well. Why aren't I as smart as my dad? Said that to me.
Well, why did you apply for a job you knew that you couldn't do?
My dad was pretty much threatening me, saying, you're getting a job, son. I'm done financially supporting you. So I just got the first one. I thought I'd be able to pour a drink. I wasn't that smart at 18 years old.
You sure you don't want a Jack and Coke?
Right. He said something about
you Jack and Coke. You want a beer?
I quit after the first night. Quit. It was the most horrible experience. I still have nightmares about that.
Not when you're pouring your own drinks. I've seen you.
That's not funny.
It's true. Did you have a horrible first day? Can you relate to Tom Brady or Guy? We want to hear from you. You can call or text us. 888-431-3764. And you know what? We can't just talk about Tom Brady because Jason Kelce made his debut and he had a big flub on his first day at work.
What did he do?
I'll tell you. Coming up in 6 minutes.
Tom Brady roasted for the second time after his first day on the job of his $375 million gig with Fox. He's getting crucified, the poor guy.
Could you imagine if the roast was happening after this debut?
Oh, I can't.
It would have been horrible.
He'd cry. He'd absolutely cry. I do feel sorry for him a bit because, you know, we talk for a living and day one is very, very hard, especially for him. He's the GOAT of football and he has the whole world watching it.
When I first started on the morning show here at K-Frog, I had been voice tracking the night show. So I was still doing some of that stuff. My very first time live on air, I mentioned it's have a great night with Kelly or something like that. And it was 5 o'clock in the morning. Like, my brain was just so programmed, and I was like, you idiot. And yeah. I was like, that's the first time I realized. Yet, no, talking live is really hard.
It is, and I make a mistake literally once or twice a week. It's not even the first day on the job anymore.
Right.
It's some horrible things. So I do feel for him.
909 weighing in says, I got a second job at a restaurant in Redlands. I was a dishwasher. I worked for 4 hours, went to lunch, and never came back. There were so many dishes. It was so hectic. It was my first and only day, The restaurant industry is no joke.
Yes, I experienced that myself when I was 18 years old, when I lasted one day serving drinks at a bar. 951 here is defending Tom Brady a little bit. Tom Brady made some mistakes, but I will take him over the babbling Tony Romo any day. Have a good one, Dice. We all have our favorites, right?
We do. 951 says, I was a server at Applebee's. We had just opened the restaurant. It was packed. I was so nervous. I had a tray full of drinks, and I accidentally spilt it on a customer.
Wow.
That's one of those you just walk away.
I went to watch my sister serve drinks years ago for the first time. And with my mom, we went and ate at the restaurant. And she was so proud of what she was doing. She was young. She dropped the whole tray and cut herself when it landed. So the drinks were broken and she had blood coming down. My mom started crying. She felt so bad for her. Mistakes can be made.
And you as a brother, did you rub it in? Because that's what my brothers would have done. They'd be like, ha!
Yeah, no, mom gave me a lecture. I'm scared of my mom. She looked at me and goes, don't you even think about it.
I'm supposed to mow the grass today. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.